Kitty kitten, are you lonely or hungry? You can come with us.
Hey, little cousin Angela, it's time to go. Your parents asked me to fetch you. We're about to set sail from Donnybrook.
But I made friends with this cat. Can I bring it with me?
Well, little Angela, if I know your parents, they'll be happy to take in a stray cat. So come on, cat, if you're coming, if you don't mind venturing away from the northern tribes.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas. Starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, Jackie Graziano, and Marie O'Reilly.
Special guest stars Jason DeFord, Dominic Peruccio, and Michael McDonough.
With Dwight Schuster, Karen Foster, and Yvette Thompson. Episode 49.
As our story resumes, the passengers of a family yacht enjoy a time of repose and relaxation as they chart a leisurely course through friendly waters.
Angus Jr., throw that squid back in the water. You don't know where it's been.
Take it easy. He just wants to feed it to that cat Siobhan helped me bring with us.
Och, we'd be better off eating that cat. At least then we'd have some meat, rather than waiting for that useless father of yours to shoot us a goose.
Quit your insults, woman. I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, my Angus. I love you so, but if I could count it on you to feed us, the children and me would have starved in our cradles.
I wonder if Siobhan and Randy will bicker like you two when they get married.
Oh, hold your tongue, Angie. If Siobhan wakes up and hears you, she'll give you a proper hiding. There's no engagement. They're just going to share some cookies.
But don't underestimate cookies, Edna. If I recall, some fine oatmeal biscuits played no small part in winning you to my cause, after all.
Oh, it's true. But only because they made me so sick you had to look after me for a week. Oh, it was so romantic. Oh, my little Siobhan, all grown up. I can still remember the first time I saw her when my sister brought her home.
And Randy does seem a fine young man. And they have a lot in common. Siobhan told me it's just that where she was lucky to find a good family when she was but a child, he didn't find a home until he joined Captain Strong's ship.
Well, I hope they find the same happiness that we did. Or even more, since that Randy is such a good cook.
What's that port over there?
Why, that's Portmanteau. It sits between the Northern Tribes and the International Union. From there, you can get just about anywhere.
Hey, the cat! It fell into the water.
No, Angie, look! The cat pushed that big wooden ball into the sea and is hopped onto it, almost like it's trying to reach the port. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, I reckon we've got enough reposing to keep us busy without having to worry about a mysterious amphibious feline. Goodbye, cat. We wish you well.
Sometime later, in Portmanteau, eager passengers board the cruiser Amour de Popcorn, about to head off on its journey.
Sorry, folks. Looks like that ship only has room for one more passenger. One of you will have to stay behind.
Oh, dear. I was worried that would happen. Oh, the challenges I face in retirement are nearly as difficult as the rigors of being a lighthouse keeper. I'll just sit down here, forlornly on my travel bag, and shiver in the cold until the next high tide. When is that? Next Tuesday, perhaps? Hopefully it won't snow.
Oh, for goodness sake, you can get on board. I will stay behind and wait for the next ship. Never let it be said that I lack compassion for the elderly. So says I, King Gru... I, Kenny... Groupie.
Oh, thank you. It certainly brings hope when strangers make it possible to enjoy my waning days in comfort. Boy, have them take my bag on board. I'd like a room by the sea.
This is a boat. They're all by the sea.
Meow.
That cat just ran on board.
Meow.
Oh well, I guess it'll just keep the mice population down.
Mice? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Days later, the mighty vessel Basil Pesto cuts through the water on a mission of mercy.
We're back on course, Captain. We made up the time we lost helping the Amour de Popcorn with its trouble it had with the sails, and we should have no problem getting the grain in our hold to Calandersburg before it goes bad.
Good work. Those people need that food. I'm glad you stayed with us, Wigglywoo. I don't know if we could have pulled it off without you.
Oh, you flatter me, sir. Really, all of our efforts would be nothing if it wasn't for your dedication. No wonder they're considering you for you-know-what. Has there been any word yet?
Wiggly woo. I don't believe in flattery, and I'm not interested in honorifics. As long as... Hey, is that a cat over there?
Where?
Going down the hold. It doesn't matter. As long as it doesn't eat the grain. Okay, everyone. Best speed to Colandersburg.
2 days later, a small band on horseback makes its way across a rocky landscape.
Tuffy! Cedric! Get a move on! Our tracker says the object of my vengeance is almost in our grasp. Isn't that right, Adagio?
See, we're right behind them. But the horses, they must ride faster, or we will lose them.
See? We've been tracking our elusive quarry for an indeterminable amount of time, over sea, hill, and desert, and through that famine in Colandersburg.
Yeah, our horse is almost starved, but don't worry, we're coming. We're just petting this cat here.
Yeah, she seems really drawn to this old boot.
The cat, she is a like of the bloodhound. She sniffs and finds her quarry, yes. We can learn a lot from her. See.
Never mind all your fluffing about with that cat. The smother of my brothers awaits.
Fluffy, that's perfect. You're fluffy.
And soon, we find the so-called brother smiter on a journey of urgency.
Where are we?
Take it easy, Randy. There's a pass through these mountains somewhere. They should give us a straight shot to the Jathriel Channel.
It's just that I think the horse is getting weary carrying all three of us. I think you better walk again, Prancer.
This is ridiculous. I'm sure we could have gotten there faster if we had listened to me and avoided taking your boat up the riverways. How'd you ever wind up as coxswain anyway?
Hey, sorry, guys. I know how to steer. I've just never had a great sense of direction.
Rend your heart, not your garments, Prancer.
Wait, what's that noise?
What noise? I don't hear anything but the sound of half a dozen horses thundering down upon us in equine fury.
Oh no, it's those shady cohorts. They found us.
Quick, let's ride. Whoops. Oh no, Freckles. Come back. Oh, stupid horse.
Quick, down these rocky cliffs.
We are here. We are upon them. We have finally arrived. Quickly, go.
Hey, the cat. Fluffy, where are you going?
See, Fluffy leads the way. She is descending the rocky cliffs like a beautiful gazelle.
Quickly, Tuffy, Cedric, get on after them. Bring me his head. Bring me the head of Randy the cabin boy.
His head? Ew.
And down the cliff.
There's someone coming down after us.
Someone or something. It's Rusty. Rusty has found us.
You know this cat? But he was traveling with those guys who are after us.
No! It can't be! Rusty, is it you? Are you the traitor?
Don't be ridiculous, Randy. Rusty would never betray us. Look at the friendly way he's licking your hand. Aha! Finally! We finally caught up with you guys.
Oh, no! They're here! Keep your back to me, Randy. We'll go out fighting.
No, you don't understand. We've been chasing you forever. I mean, not forever. But for a long time. So long that it's difficult to identify exactly how long.
We have been working day and night. No rest, no sick days, no decent food. And now she wants us to chop off your head? Forget it!
My head? Ew! What are you suggesting?
Just give us part of your cloak or something. We'll smear a bit of tomato on it and tell Gildo that we took care of you. That way, we still get paid and you don't have to be decapitated. What do you think?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Wait a minute, Randy. If these guys are going to join us, then we could fight back. We could take care of Gilda the Glitzy for good.
No, that's no good. If we do that, then someday her enraged cousin Cauliflower or Uncle Cabbage Head or someone is going to emerge from the woodwork and come after us. This way, maybe we'll deal with this thing permanently.
Fair enough, Randy. You're the boss.
That's right. I'm the boss. Here you go, guys. My cloak.
Thanks. It's a pleasure, doing business with you.
And soon, back at the top of the cliffs...
Here they are. They're back.
Here you go, Gilda. His cloak running with blood.
Oh, that's not his head. Where is his head?
We dropped it.
You dropped it?
Yeah, sorry.
But trust us. We got it. We ripped it off. with our bare hands, with our teeth.
Yeah. Can we go home now?
Go home? Well, I guess so.
Fantastic. Let's go. Adagio is hungry for gazpacho.
Well, I guess that's it, eh, Gilda? You did it. You avenged your family.
I suppose. Somehow I feel strangely empty. Maybe I'll take up sculpting.
While at the bottom of the cliffs...
Well, that all seems to have worked out for the best.
Yeah, better than losing my head anyway.
But how did Rusty get here?
I don't know. But look at this! Attached to his collar, there's some sort of note. It's from Sticklebrain!
What does it say?
Great party! According to this, the Sticklebrains have discovered some critical information about King Goober while they were in the Northern Tribes. Quickly, Prancer, you better bring this message back to King Gordon in Flirtland. Veronica and I will keep heading the Castle Jath Reel. Rusty, you come with us. Okay, everyone, let's move out! Which way is it again?
Meow!
And meanwhile, away from this drama, back at the docks of Portmanteau.
You're in luck, buddy. The only ship going the way of Jath Reel leaves in 10 minutes. But with all the trouble we've been hearing about, what on earth do you want to go there for? That place is bad news.
Not for me. My last mission ended in failure. Since then, I sat around aimlessly and without purpose. So now I'm going to Jath Reel, where I'll do all I can to find my redemption. So swears I. Yeoman Doggins!
What will happen as the players in our grand drama come together in Castle Jath Reel? Find out in the next anniversarial episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas!
Meow, 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 meow,